Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 9, 1804, day 57 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard opposite the head of an island. The flank party camped on the other side of this island. The expedition is still influenced by their French watermen's stories of incidents and prior settlements on the river, and they are very concerned about meeting the many Indian tribes that inhabit the regions along the river. The Sioux have a reputation for being quite unfriendly. All of the other Indian villages they have seen so far are abandoned, probably due to war with the Sioux. We could say, creeks and creeks and always sandbars, to paraphrase A.B. Guthrie's description in The Big Sky, banks and banks and always the big sky. This day, 200 years ago, the party traveled 14 miles before camping, and Captain Clark wrote this in his journal.
Sent one man back to the mouth of the river to mark a tree, to let the party on shore see that the boat had passed on the river. Set out early, passed the head of an island situated in the middle of the river, a sandbar at the head. Passed the mouth of a small creek, or bayou, on the starboard, leading from a large pond of about 3 miles in length. At 8 o'clock it commenced to raining. The wind changed from northeast to southwest. At 6 miles, passed a small creek on the larboard side called Monter's Creek. About 2 miles above is some cabins, where our bowman and several Frenchmen camped 2 years ago. The river at this place is wide, with a sandbar in the middle. Camped at a point opposite the head of the island. Our hunting party was camped on the opposite side. Their not answering our signals caused us to suspect the persons camped opposite to us was a war party of Sioux. We fired the bow piece to alarm our party on shore, all prepared to oppose if attacked. Captain Clark, July 9, 1804.
The bowman mentioned here is the keelboat's bowman, either Pierre Cruzat or François Labiche. These men had traveled this way before, which made them valuable as members of the expedition. They were considered interpreters and navigators. Cruzat was blind in one eye and had a fiddle he brought along and played for the party's entertainment on occasion. Labiche was an experienced trader and skilled boatman, and also was of great help in translating languages, especially French to English. He was enlisted as a private, as was Cruzat, in the U.S. Army. Monday, Alexander Willard charged with sleeping at his post.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark journals published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.